And perhaps one of the kinos that might not be said as commonly as the others is Kina Chav Dalet. And this kina opens with a line that I believe really speaks to the essence of what the goal of the mourning and Tisha B'Av is. The line says, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash. On the destruction, the Beis HaMikdash that was torn down and was trampled. But the grammar is off. It should say, Al Beis HaMikdash, on the temple, Kehuras V'Chehudash, that was torn down and was trampled. What does it mean, Al Churban, on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that was Kehuras V'Chehudash? It seems off. What's the word Churban doing there? So explains Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky. Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky was a dayan who was imprisoned in the Soviet prison for many years, and the community in Great Britain lobbied and got him out in the 1940s. And eventually in the 1950s, after being in the dayan of the London Basin, he comes to Israel, where he taught in Beit Vigan for many years until he passed away in the 1970s. And Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky's life's work, his magnum opus, was known as the Chazon Yechezkel. It's on the Tosefta, which he composed mostly in prison without Svarim. Without Svarim, he composed this unbelievable work. And he looks at this phrase and he says, it doesn't make sense. It's not that the Churban was trampled. And he goes on to explain the following. He says, the problem is that the Churban has been trampled, that we don't sufficiently try to remember the Beis HaMikdash and remember what it was like to live in a world of the Beis HaMikdash and what it was like to have the Kohanim and the Karbanos and that connection with Hashem, that it's ancient history. The issue that we have, the struggle that we have to properly mourn is the Churban Beis HaMikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash. It's not just that events may have become neglected, but that our learning of those events have been blurred. We don't appreciate what it was. And therefore, it's become Al Churban Beis HaMikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash. Look at what's happened in the world around us. How the world of Holocaust denial is growing. That's Churban Beis HaMikdash Kehuras V'Chehudash. We have to make sure that we don't only tell the stories and preserve these tragedies so that we remember them, but that we take a day once a year to properly sit down, to properly learn through the Gemaras, learn through the Midrashim, listen to the Kinos, learn the Kinos, to understand what are we missing? So that when we understand what are we missing, we can understand, yes, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but our memory, the legacy of what it was like, that's not a Kehuras V'Chehudash. It lives on in us, it motivates us, it inspires us to want to rebuild, to want to reconnect, and have that once again in our lives.